We are on Daf Kuf Mem Vov Amid Aleph. Boi minei me Rav Sheshes Mahu lemivres chavite beburtiye b'shabata. Is a person permitted to take a spear, and he's going to, with this spear, he's going to make a hole in the chavis. So the shaila is as follows. Lepischa ko mechaven v'osa. Is he mechaven to make a Pesach, and this is osa? Oidume la'ayin yofe ko mechaven v'shori. Or maybe he's mechaven for an ayin yofe, and it is mutter. Now, before we try to explain the lumdus of the shaila, let us first understand exactly what the shaila is about. A person has a chavis, and he wants to take a spear. Lemivrez litchoiv. He wants to go and make a hole, stick the spear into the chavis, and make a hole. Beburtiye bereimach, with a spear. He wants to stick this spear into the doifen hachodis to make a nekev. And what is the shaila of the Gemara? The shaila is he mechaven to make a Pesach and it is also? Or, la'ayin yofiko mechaven, la'halchiv moitzei hayayim, he wants to make a large, a broad mokaim that the yayin should be able to pour out, b'nekev godol, with a large hole. Midaloy nokev lei kederech hanoikvim, he's not making a normal hole, nekev ogul v'yofev. You make a hole in the chavish, you make a nice hole, a nice opening, a nice pesach. When you take a spear, it is big, it is jagged, and it is not a normal hole. What is the shaila of the Gemara? So the Chazaynish says as follows. B'masnisin tnan shnei dinim. The Mishnah says two halachas. Halacha number one, the shvire mutter. One is permitted to be shaver hachavis. Lech loimenu agroge. You're allowed to break. In hilchas stire, you're allowed to break the chavis to take out the macholim. That's halacha number one. V'lasa is nekev osa. The third halacha in the Mishnah was v'ein v'layikvenu mitzido. A person is not allowed to make a nekev in the doifen hachavis. So breaking is mutter, a nekev is osa. U'miboilei bebultiye. So the Gemara calls a shaila. If he takes now a spear, ichoshiv ka'oise nekev. Does this fall into the category of making a nekev? Because that's what he's doing. Or maybe this falls into the category of shvire. He's breaking the chavis. Why? This is not a normal Pesach. It's a large hole over here. So this falls into the category of shvire. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. Is this shvire or is this a nekev? That is the shaila of the Gemara. Amale, lepischo kom mechaven v'osa. No, this is a Pesach. This is not called shvira. Zogt Rashi. There's no Rashi yet. No, this is a Pesach. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akash, why do you say this is called a Pesach? We learned in the Baraisa, a person can take a chavish al yayin, and he goes and chops off the roish achavis besayev. So there it is mutter. The Baraisa says it is mutter. And for the Gemara, hosam vadi lein yofikom mechaven. There it is zichel ein yofik amechaven, ochimisa de lein yofik amechaven, liftuchei miftach. If he wanted to make an ein yofik, to make a larger opening that one should be able to pour out the wine easier, so let him take off the magoifis, the shtopper. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Oh, some vad eilen yofikam mechavet shemarchiv pio lemata mimageifosa. Mimageifosa. That means like this. Over there, it's speaking about there was a magoifes, a stopper, on top of the chavis. Now, if he would take off, let us say, for practical purposes, the diameter of the chavis, let's say, is 5 tvachim, and the diameter of the magoifes, which is a smaller opening on top, is 3 tvachim. So Memeil is like this. If he had wanted to, he could take off the stopper. But then he has a hole that the diameter is 3 tvachim. He wants to have a bigger opening. So underneath the magoifes, that means he cuts off the whole top of the chavis, and now he has a diameter of 5 tvachim that he's able to pour out. So there it is take, la'ain yofika mechaven. He wants to show his guests that they should feel at home, they could take as much as they want. So the hosabad la'ain yofika mechaven, shemalchif piyo. He's making a larger opening, lemata mi magoifosa. From underneath, he doesn't take out the magoifis. His mat is the Rosh HaChovis, which is underneath the Magoifis. Kedektoni, mat is as Rosh Sfas Pio, the corner of the Peh HaChovis, he slices off completely, so he gains a larger diameter, a larger area that he's able to pour the wine out. But over here, Imisa Delein Yofikot Mechaven, if he wants to, Stamazoi. He doesn't want to make a Pesach. He wants to make a large opening in order to be able to pour out the wine, because then he's just making a Pesach. So, liftoyach miftach yitol magoifoso. Let him take off the magoifes. Why does he take off the stopper? He leaves the stopper on the chavis and he's making a hole on the side. The stopper, if it'll take off, there'll be a bigger opening than this hole, even though it's an unusually large hole. Take off the stopper. This hole is smaller than the stopper. So it seems you want to make a Pesach on the sides, like this is difficult if the stopper is on the top to pour from the top. You make a hole on the side, you're making a nekev, you're making a Pesach. So therefore, so actions speak louder than words, so we see from your actions you're mechaven to make a Pesach also. Now the Chazon Ish is moisif on the Gemara. Bemison, he was machaven mamish the Ritve. He asks Akasha. The Gemara brings a raya from Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says mat is roish, so see it's mutter. So he asks, why do you have to bring a raya from the Beraisa? Bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says shoiver odom es achovis. A person is permitted to be shoiver the chovis. So Memeila, why didn't it bring a raya from the Mishnah? So he says as follows, V'nire, dematis roisha b'sayif. The case of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when he takes off the top of the chavis, lo mekalkalo kol kach. He's not mekalkal at all the chavis. Elo shemechaser sefoso. He's making the edge, like this, there was an edge, and there was a stopper in the middle. So he sliced it off from the top. Here also we have the same suffix. Is he making a Pesach? Because he's not making a very nice opening. Afal Pikein, the Gemara said, Asis, that there it's that he wants to make an Ein Yofe because he's making a larger opening than by taking off the Magoifes. Mashenkin over here, this hole that he's making with the booty is a smaller opening. So Kochi wants to make a Pesach on the side. Yeah, that's la'ayin yofik ha'mechav, but itake, that has to be his purpose. He has to want take to show that they can take as much as they want. There is a kavon of ayin yofik. We hear it further in the Mishnah as follows. Ve'ein noikin noikvin magoife shel chavis divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'chachomim matirim. One is not permitted to make a hole in the shtapel. V'chachomim matirim. The chachomim say you are permitted. V'lo yikaveno mitzido. But you should not make a hole on the side. Now let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Une, machloikis. The whole machloikis, Chab Yehudin, the chachomim is lemailo. When you make a hole in the shtopper, and the hole is lemailo on top of the shtopper. That means we have a chavis, on top of the chavis is a shtopper, and he makes a hole in the shtopper, lemailo, that goes through the magoifis, that's going through the magoifis. Then there's a machloikis. Avo minatzad, but if he's making a hole in the shtopper, but the hole is on the side of the shtopper, that means that the shtopper is as follows. Let's say the shtopper is, this is the top of the shtopper. It doesn't make a hole on the top. He makes a hole in the side of the shtopper going slant way down that he could go and pour out from this hole on the side of the shtopper. Avo minatzat, divrei hakel losa. Everyone knows that's osa. Behind diktoni leik venom mitzido, he should not make a hole on the side of the shtopper. Rav Chisda amar, no, machloikis minatzad, the whole machloikis, Rav Yudin the Chachamim is if he makes the hole in the side of the shtopper. Avol al gabo, if he's making a hole on top of the shtopper, going straight down, divrei hakol mutar. Veho diktoni leik venom mitzido, it said you should not make a hole on the side. We said the whole machlokes is on the side. Hosam bigufa de chavis. They're speaking about if he wants to make a side in the chavis, a hole in the side of the chavis alone, that is not permitted. But in the side of the magoifis, that is the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chacham. Zot Rashi. Lemaila beroish hamagoyfe. He's making a hole on the top of the magoyfe that goes through the magoyfe. Hosamu de shori rabbonon. There the rabbonon say it's permissible. De lav ulche lemeevet pischa hosam. Who makes a pesach there? Elenaito kol hamagoyfe. Why do you're making a pesach? Why are you making a hole in the magoyfe? Take off the magoyfe. So therefore, that alone, that means you're accomplishing the same thing. Now let me explain. When you take off the bagoifa, you have a problem. Know what the problem is? Now you have a chovis that's open, and dirt can come in, and dust can come in. So you're doing the same thing, you make a hole in the bagoifa. So you're not accomplishing anything, it's still open to the elements, and you made the hole to pour out, so take off the bagoifa already. So memele, here we say lav derech. This is not considered the derech to make a lav uchel lemevet pischa osam. You don't make a pesach in the magoife. Elenoitel kol magoife. You take off the magoife. So therefore, this is not considered a pesach in the chavis. Avo mitzido. But if he's making a hole in the side of the magoife, zimnim da ovid lo mishum pischa. Itaka, there he's making a pesach. And he doesn't want to make a hole on top. So this is called, he's making a pesach. This is called a pesach. He's accomplishing with this hole what the Asoras HaMagoifes could not accomplish. Offer won't fall in, nothing will fall in. So this is considered, he's making a pesach. Hainu diktoni v'kvenu mitzido v'amagoifes koi. Later the Mishnah says you should not make a hole on the side of the magoifes. The divrei hakel, that was Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda says machlekes minatzah. Hosamu de kosa Rav Yehuda mishum de ike da of the lay pischam. But there the chachamim matter. Why are the chachamim matter? So we hear Rashi in the Mishnah amoyer dikalom this. So the Chumash said, the ain derech pesach lechavis bekach. Rashi says in the Mishnah that is not considered a pesach in the chavis. So we explained it yesterday. Just let me tell you the lashon of the Chazon Ish. Hai nekev, this nekev that you're making in the magoife, einoy shvira derech kilkul. We have to know what was shteito. This is not, we heard in the Mishnah before, Shaver Esa Chodesh is a heter of Shvira. Then Rechilkul it's Mutter. This Nekev that we're making over here, we're making a beautiful, nice Nekev. But the Nekev is not in the Chodesh, the Nekev is in the Magoifus. Elo Ritzoinai B'Nekev. He's making a Nekev. Sheyiskayim lohitzi hayayim derech shom becholayis. Now he wants to get to the wine. He wants to make a nekev. He wants to make a nekev that you could pour out the wine through this nekev. That is the story over here. So what is the svar of the Chachamim? Umikol mokim b'magoyif eshori. If he's making this hole in the magoyif, it is mutter. Why? The kiven the ein hamagoyfe chibul lechavis. So the Chazay Nish is the magoyfe. This stopper is not chavis. There's chavis and there's a stopper. That's another thing. It could be this magoyfe we'll see later is attached with pit and other things. It's attached. It's not a loose magoyfe, but it is another entity. This is not the chavis. Normally, when you use a chavish, you take off the magoife. So, memele, the hole in the magoife is not considered a binyan. You'll take out the stopper. The magoife that has the hole is gonish megonish. What is this hole doing? Who is benefiting from the hole? The chavis is benefiting from the hole. I didn't make a hole in the chavis. I made a hole in the magoife. So therefore, the hole in the magoife is being used as a pesach for the chavis. That is the story. So the chachamim hold this is mutter. Why is this mutter? Because the keli that's getting the pesach is the chavis. And the Pesach is not made bechlal in the Chavis. The Pesach is made in the Magoife. So therefore the Chachamim hold that this is Mutter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabon. Ein Neukvin Nekev Chodosh B'Shabbos. Now we are speaking about in the Chavis alone. Ein Neukvin Nekev Chodosh B'Shabbos. A person is not permitted to make a new hole on Shabbos, in the Chavis. But what if there is a hole there, buddy? He wants to enlarge in the hole. He wants to make a larger hole. Meisif. He's allowed to be meisif. V'yeshayimrim ein meisifim. Another soul is not permitted to be meisif. V'shavin. But everyone agrees, shenaikvin nekev yosham lechatchila. If there was once a hole here, and this hole was nistam, it was stuffed. Now I want to open up this hole. So everyone agrees that one is permitted to do this. Why? Because if there is once a hole, we'll see the steamer does not make it ois hole. The steamer is called it's a hole with a steamer. But so when I go and take out the steamer, it's considered just like we had by a magoifus, we said before, you take off the magoifus. What is the magoifus? Is also there was an opening, there was a stopper. So memele, so by when you take off the magoifus, it's not considered I'm being misakin the chavis. The chavis had a hole, had a pesach before. I'm just taking out the steamer. So memele, who adin, if there was a nekev yoshon that was nistam, a fellow I go now and take out this nekev yoshon, the steam of the nekev yoshon is permissible. Frechte gemore, v'tane kame maishno mi nekev chodosh deloi. We have here a machloikis, if one is permitted to be moisif on the nekev, are you allowed to make the nekev large? Because he's making a pesach. So if he makes it large, what's the chilik? Whatever he's adding onto the hole, he's making a larger pesach. So why should this be mutter? Omar Rabbi, at Rabbi Gemfert, a Yisoidis de Keteretz. Devar Teure, kol Pesach, sheine osi lahachnis olohoitzi eine Pesach. A Pesach that only has one shimush, either you pour into the chavis through it, or you pour out from the chavis, eine Pesach. We'll explain this soon. So this doesn't have a Teres Pesach. So Memeila, what should it doesn't have a Teres Pesach? That means I mean a Torah, it's mutter lagam. It's mutter. The Rabbonon of the Gozer. The Rabbonon were Gozer. And why were the Rabbonon Gozer? If it's not a Pesach, it's not a Pesach. Well, see, the Rabbonon also shouldn't be Gozer. Mishum Lul Sheltan Negoilam. The whole reason they were Gozer, because there's one situation, one unique situation, that a person makes one Nekev, and this Nekev is Osi Lahachnis Oloitzi. Which is this unique situation? Alul Sheltan Negoilam. The Ovid, you make a hole in Alul Sheltan Negoilam, so this hole is accomplishing a double purpose. Li Yuli Avire, fresh air is coming in. Ulafuki Havlo, and the Silchain from inside the Lul goes out. So there we have a case that one hole is a Pesach Diyaraisa. Because it's also lahachni soloitzi. So memele. So what did Chazal do? So Chazal said like this: if we are going to go and we're going to tell you, be'emison, you're allowed to make a hole lohitzi. Mikel din, you're allowed to make a hole lohitzi. No, if I'm going to make a hole lohitzi, so Yen is going to in my chavis, so Yen is making a hole to lohitzi in his lul sultan the girl. He saw long the Yenna macht the hole of there, and the Vegetab no. What's the difference? Why is this hole is gone? He won't chap. There's a meridic chilik between my hole and his hole. Mine hole is only lohitzi, and his hole in the Lul Sheltan HaGoyim is lahachnis lohitzi. But he won't chap the chilik. So therefore, Chazal said that all holes are usa, because in order one should not make a mistake and make a hole in the Lul Sheltan HaGoyim. Fine. So memele. So therefore, vimbo lohoisiv, so very interesting halacha. So therefore, he wants to make the, so mikeradin, the whole should be mutter, because it's only lohoisiv. No, what? They asked it, oh, to lul sholtan the goylem. Vimbo lohoisiv moisiv, a suf, a vadi belu sholtan the goylem, loyosi la sufi. A person will not make too large a hole in a lul sholtan the goylem. Why not? Mishum richeshev. If the hole is too large, Rashi says, "Shli kamis by sheretz kigayin miyeh v'chulde shememisem esatan negoilim." A person is never moisif on the hole of a lul sheltan negoilim, because then it's you have uninvited guests that come in. So memele, so very interesting. So since the whole reason that Chazal asked that he is a nekev is gzeirat a lul sheltan negoilim. Meikah, then it should be mutter, since it's a Pesach, that's osi, lohoitzi, and that's all. So memele, since a lul sheltan negoilim, no one will ever be moisif on the lul. So memele, so therefore they never asked to be moisif on a nekev. So I have nothing, in the hoisofas on nekev, I have nothing to be afraid of by lul sheltan negoilim. So memele, therefore they were mater hoisofas on nekev by achovis. That is the svar of the Tanakam. The Yesh Oimrim, and the Yesh Oimrim that hold, they did Aser, Lahachiv HaNekev, Ein Meisif, and Zimnin the Leitikne Mikore. No, there is a case that a person will be Moisif on a Lul, a Nekev Shebelul Sultan the Goylem. Leitikne Mikore, the hole to begin with, which the purpose of the hole was that a fresh air should come in and the Hevel should go out, so sometimes he made too small a hole. And it's too stuffy inside. So now he's going to make the hole bigger, and it's still small enough that an emiyah or a chulda won't come in. But he's accomplishing. He's making a nekev lahachnis alaitzi. Zimnen leitikne mikor v'osi la'avuchi bay, and they'll make it larger. Dorish Rav Nachman mishum Rav Yochanan halacha ki yesh oimrim. So therefore it comes out that to make enlarge an existing hole in the chavis is also because by lo shaltan the galen past eichet hazak zimnen the leitikne mekares the trashi sheyei kedei lohitzi have a lachnis as aavil. So meila, that's why they ask. Let us see Rashi and the medalev. Ein noitvin nekev chadosh v'keili. Nekev Yosham Shenistam. There was an old Nekev, and then there was Nistam. The Chichoyzer Apeiseyach Lavka Isa Pesachu Shrei Osui Va'oimet Ostimosai Lavklum. So Memela, it's not called he's making a new Pesach, because the Pesach is there. The steam is not Mevatel the Shem Pesach Mine. Oisuf inami komisakem pischo. So the Gemara is, why is Oisuf about the Shem Malchivoy? The Yesh Kamishim Gemar Meloche. Havle silchein shlo yamusl atal negoyl. Vala yisif moisif, like gazrine dul moosil lasuvi belu shal tal negoyl, udlai moisif in ishalay. That is the svara of the matter. I'd like to tell over, the Chazon Ish asks Amoira de Kekashe. The Argen Mora names on for Adova Poshit that you need a Pesach that's osi lahachnis alhoitzi. It's not lahachnis alhoitzi, it's mutter. Now, there's a machlekes harishonim, yesh binyim bekelim, ein binyim bekelim, Taisus holds yesh binyim bekelim, Tashi holds ein binyim bekelim, only else makke bepatish, it's also. Frek the Chazainish, he says he doesn't understand. Yesh la'ayin, betaymed de milse, that you need a nekev that's osi lahachnis alayitzi. Taba oise nekev lahachnis luchut. He makes a nekev lahachnis luchut, oi lahachnis luchut. Nami misakin money. This is called a tikkun money. That means he's making a hole, now I'll be able to pour out from this hole. So this is called a tikkun money. Why isn't this considered boina? I'm in the second the kela, making a new opening. Good, you don't pour in the wine through this opening, but this is a tikkun. I can pour out the wine. Zuk the chazainish, the yeshleima. Kiven the chol keli einei roi l'shimush elim yeshloi pesach lahachnis uloitzi. Now he says this chav is before I'm making this new hole. This chavis was not born sealed. That means when they made the chavis, there was a chavis with an opening. That's how you pour wine into the chavis. That's how you're going to take the wine out of the chavis. The chavis was made with an opening, lahachnis olayitz, and then there's a shtopper on top of that. So the chavis already comes with a pesach, lahachnis olayitz. V'im osa oy pesach lechad minayu. Now if he's making another pesach lehoitzi. So the Chazon Ish says, pischo rabo ike. The pesach that does both tashmishim, that's the pesach of the chavis. Here you pour in, here you pour out. This is the pesach of the chavis. U pesach lechad minayu. Now this pesach that I'm making on the side for one shimush to take out, einoi misyaches el gufa keli. That this is the pesach of the keli. No. The pesach of the keli is the pischa rabbeike pesach. Here you can do everything. You need a pesach lachnis, you need a pesach loitzi. So the ike pesach is that hole that was there from before. This is not considered that this is. The keli has another pesach. The ikir is the pischa rabba. Elazeu shimush lefisha lahachnis oiloitzi. This is considered, I want to use this hole to pour out from this hole. But it does not change over the mouth of the chavis. Now it's a more mahuda dike chavis that has two psachim. It is not like that. Since the second pesach is not accomplishing what the first Pesach could accomplish, so memele, it's not called, I was made a tikkun in the Etzem Keli. That's according to Shitas HaTaisis, according to Rashi, that I'm binyin bekelim, the whole chiv is alzmakeh bepati, she says, go push it. The Keli became nigma with the big Pesach on top. So this is not called makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish means the last pu'ula that is done to make it for a keli. You know what made it for a keli? The hole on the top. That's a pesach lachni. So it's not a keli already. This haysofe is bechlal. It's after the gemara keli already. So mameila that, therefore there's no issa on such a neket. Zot the gemara weiter. Taisus, let us see. Mishum richasha. Va'otu pischa achine. Fact Taisves. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that the whole reason they asked a nekev. That's the nekev, even though it's only the hachnis aloitzi, is otu nekev shalu shaltan the geilim. And the nekev of alu shaltan the geilim, one will not enlarge because of richeshe. Let's be geizer otu a different pesach. People make other holes with Tzairich Pesach. Le Gazrine, the Davka Otulur Sheltan Gailin Gazrine. Le Maske Inish Adataye Sheyosil Achnis Aloitzi. That means a normal Pesach, a person chaps that it's Lachnis Aloitzi. So he knows that's also. Here, this Nekev, and the Nekev of Lur Sheltan Gailin here, a person doesn't chap that it is serving two purposes lahachnis aloitzi. So therefore, the whole gzeira was only otu lul shaltan the goylem, because a person thinks a lul shaltan the goylem is also only lahachnis or only loitzi. So memele. So if by a lul shaltan the goylem there never occurs an inyan of a chavis hanekev, so memele they want geiza by a chavis also. Vishavin shenoikvin nekev yosham lechatchil. If there was once a hole in the chavis, and then there was nistam, so one is permitted to bore back this hole, and take away the steam and make it tzarika hole. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Loishonu elo bemokoim ha'osui l'shamer. That's what we said. That a nekev yoshan that was nistam, a person is permitted to open it up again. That is dafkif. The whole purpose of the hole was to ensure that the reyach hayayin should not go out. So if that was the whole purpose of the, the whole purpose of the steme of the nekev was to ensure that the reyach hayayin should not go out. So memele, if that was the purpose of the steamer, so the steamer was a flimsy steamer. How good a steamer do you need? Avo lechazek. But if the purpose of the steamer was to be mechazik the chavis, that means to ensure that the yayin should not drip out, also, then it is also. So what did Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul say? That what we said, that if there was once a hole and then a steamer, the steamer does not make it ice hole. That's relative, it matters. If the steamer was a flimsy steamer, so then it's called you have a hole with a steamer. But if the steamer was a geherig steamer, so it comes out at what? So it's now it's ice hole already. So now you make a hole in the same place is considered like you're making a new hole. Heichi domi l'shamer, heichi domi l'chazik. When is it considered that the steamer was l'shamer? Heichi domi l'chazik. Omar Rab Chizde, l'maylo min hayayin. If the hole was over the wine level, zehu, and then he was soisim that hole zehu l'shamer. So there, the whole purpose of the steamer was to protect that the wine, the reyach hayayin, should not go out. Lemato min hayayin, but if you had a hole in the chavis that was underneath the wine level, so memela, there you have to be mechazik the chavis in order that the wine should not drip out. That's called a geheri gestime, and therefore it loses the shame Pesach, and it's considered like you're making a nekev chodesh. Zeh lechazik. Rabba oma lemato min hayayin nami zeh leshamer. Afilu, you have a hole, lemata min hayayin, underneath the wine level, it's also called l'shama. You also do not need such a strong steamer. V'heichi domi l'chazek, ki goin shenikva lemata min hashmor. That the hole was towards the bottom of the chavis, which this is, and here you need a very strong steamer in order to be effective. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Loishan udinoikvin. When is one permitted to make a hole? Elabim mokim the steamer zulainasis elolishme reyach hayayin. The whole purpose of this theme is to protect that the Reich Hayayin should not go out. Shelo yetze v'yiskalkel. V'kiven the love steam emal, you see, since this is not a good steam, keep love steam emal yisov, you don't make a good steam for this. La plumo. So it's not considered a steam, so it's considered we still have a Pesach. But if the purpose of the steam was lechazei shiyechazei kakeili, we are now strengthening the keili shelo yetze yeinoi, that the wine should not go out. Hoyilu steam emal, you see, this is a good steam, ki hodo nokiv lo have, ki poiseach lechatchila, this is equivalent to making a new Pesach. Lamata min hayayin, nami l'shamahu, kivin, so what's the svore of Rabbi, lamata min hayayin, nami l'shamahu, kivin, the lav koivit hayayin yishan alov, since the whole weight of the wine is not pressuring the steamer, sagile b'steamer koldu, so it's sufficient to have a steamer koldu. Lamata min hashmorim, but what is if the nekev is lamata min hashmorim, eitzel shulov, this is near the bottom of the chavis, shekol koivet hayayin nishan sham, the whole weight of the yayin is pressing against this nekev, so memele, so then this is called a steamer ma'al yiseh, and then one is not permitted to open it up. Omalei Abaye l'rov. So Abaye to Rabbi, and some of the girls says, Omalei Abaye l'rabbe, Tanya de Messiah loch. He says, you said that when is it called a strong steamer? When it is lamata minashmorim, then it's called a strong steamer. I have a raya. Bayis sosum. The halachas will see in Rashi that a bayis, bizman chazal, when there were two batim, let's say in a chotzer, and shutfim want to be mechalik the chotzer, they want to be mechalik the chotzer. So the usage of the chotzer was very much dependent on how many psochim one had in the bayis. Because the chalukis hachotzer is lefiya psochim, that means as follows. Let us say if one person had two psochim, so you give him dalet ames in the chotzer keneged reichev haPesach. It means because they used to unload in the chotzer in front of the Pesach. So let's say one person, there were two houses, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven had one house and Shimon had another house. They were shutfim in the chotzer. Now they want to divide the chotzer. So the chalukis hachotzer is totally in the psochim in the houses, because the shimush hachotzer is dependent on the psochim. So chotzer lefi psochea mischalekes, you divide up the chotzer according to the psochim. So now we'll see klorer in Rashi, but it says as follows: bayis sosum yeshloi arba amos. What if you had a house and the door was sealed? It's not in use. There's a nail banged into the door, you can't open up the Yeshle Arbam. That doesn't mean anything. It's still considered there's a Pesach in existence. The steamer does not make it a Pesach. Toratz es Ptzimov. What if you took off the mezuzah is HaPesach, you took off the mashkes, you took away the miftin, you took now Sheetrock and you were soysim it? I wouldn't advise this for the Tzavos Rav Yudah Chosid, Abal Kaponim. Let's forget about that problem. But al kaponim, if you're poratz es petzimov, and you made now a wall there, you took off all the facilities that are necessary for a door, so then the din is ain loy daladamis. Then it doesn't have daladamis, because, so we see, stamazoy sealing a door, it's considered you still have the door. Poratz es petzimov, there's no door anymore. That's in halachin chayshim mishpat. Bayis sosum. If you have a bayis and the doors are sosum, they're sealed. But the door's there. Einei metame kol svivo. It is not metame kol svivo. We'll see a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos what this is negei. Poratz es ptzimov metame kol svivo. But if he took He took out the door, and he made now, he took out all the facilities of the door, and he made a wall there. So it's Ois door, metame kol sviva. Now, before we go into the protistika halachis of chotzer and tumeh, the Ritva says, why did Gemara bring tumeh? Because we're speaking hilchos is a beheter, and she didn't want to bring a raya from choshem mishpat, she brought a raya from yeredeya, this is Erech Chaim. But before this whole Kan Shoyel Aben, what did Abaye see in this Mishnah, this Aloche, we see in Hilchis Psochim, Pischei Batim, is Poretzes Ptzimov, it's Ois Pesach. Loi Poretzes Ptzimov, it's not Ois Pesach. Fine. Now what does Shaykhis does this have with Achovis and you associate it? If you associate it, Lamata Min Hashmorim, Lamata Min Hayayim, what? There's no parts of Psimov over here. So, what is it? So this Gratuma Halchem had to learn Pshat in the Gemara, what the Raya of Abaya was. The Chazenish says that the Raya was Punfakeld. That we see by Pischei Habatim, Kol's man, it's not Poratzes Psimov, it's still called a Pesach. That means you have to make over the whole bias in order to make it Ois Pesach. Zukta Chazenish. So if that is the only way you make Ois Pesach. So Zukta Chazenish, if you have a hole in the chavis, wherever the hole could be, on the top, on the bottom, there's no such mechuvin of poritz as psim, but here we only have you stuffing up the hole. So the Chazenish says, Me'ikar Adin, it should always be mutter. Because that's what we see from Batim, that it's always Mutter. Nervous. We see that Rav Yehuda Moshmul said that there's a place that it's also. So this is a Chumra Balme. Le Chumra, they gave it a din, ke'ilu poratz a steamer. So Mestome, the largest steamer, the strongest steamer, they gave it, if the whole thing is a Chumra Balme, so Mestome, the case where you have the strongest steamer, that has a loche, ke'ilu, the nekev is ois nekev. So therefore, that's the raya to Rabbi, that davke lamata min hashmor. That's what the Chazanish wants to say pshat. Rabbi Kevegi wants to say pshat, that what's the gather of Poratzes Psimov? Poratzes Psimov is the greatest action that one can do to show that there's no door here anymore. So he says, by a chavis, you also say the greatest steamer that one can make shows that there's no nekev anymore. So that is the raya. That you have to, that is the raya, the tanya kevosei, the rabbi. And Rabbi Kevek says, not a real raya. I mean, could be that this, the strength of the steamer, lamatim in the ayin, is also sufficient. Aval kaponen, rabbi zicher right. Rabbi is zicher right. Because Rabbi, he made the greatest steamer that one could make. If this steamer is also sufficient, that we can't know. But Rabbi is zicher right. That's what Rabbi Kevega wants to say, Pshat. Tanya de Messiah loch, de loy poka, shame, pesach, mineil, bestima mal yisa. Baye sosam, yesh loy daladamas. Zukt Rashi, kaimulam baba basre, chotzer, mischalekes, lafi psochel. The chotzer is a chalukas hashutvim. It is divided lafi psochel, lafi pesach habatim apsuchim. According to the amount of psochim in the house, which opens up into the chotzer. In bo lechalukas hachotzer bein shnayim. You want to divide the chotzer, which was a chotzer meshutefes, between two people. Shoyelo ze bayis shepsuchel loy lechotzer shnei psochim. One had a bias that had two psochim. Well, is that bias of psochim? No, lechotzer, dalet psochim. No, to lechol pesach, arba ames bechotzer. So each pesach is entitled to arba ames bechotzer. Neged pischoi. It's right opposite the pesach. Lemidus reiche pischoi. The width of the pesach and going into the chotzer, dalet ames. Vahashar chelkim bishop. Ve'im nistam echad mehem koidem chalukas hachotzer. What happens if one of these doors became nistam koidem chalukas hachotzer? V'loi piritz es ptzimo ela sosam, he was soisim ben shnei ptzimim, einoi mavsid din pisrei bekach, he doesn't lose his din. he still has this din. Piritz es p'tzima v'achar kach sosmoy. But what happens if he was poritz es p'tzima v'achar kach sosmoy? Poka shem pesach minei. Then it's the nifka, the shem pesach minei. Now let me just tell you one ha'ore that the Sfasemis is Moira, and this is Lemaise Negeya, this is Hilchis Baba Basra. The Sfasemis is Moira and the Rabbi Niyayin and Baba Basra Taka says like this, and Rashi does not say like this. Now, this din that Chotza Mischalekes Lefi Psocheho, how do we understand this in Hilchis Shutfim? So in Hilchis Shutfim it works like this. Let's say there was two houses that opened up into a chotzer. And now we bought together the houses, or we yarshened. Let's speak about yarshening. We yarshened together, the two brothers yarshened the two houses with the chotzer. So Memele, since the shimush of the chotzer is dependent on the amount of psochim in the bayis, so in reality, this bayis needs X amount of amos in the chotzer, the other bayis needs Y amount of amos in the chotzer. So Memele, when they took, they were machalik, the batim, there's a mutual understanding that the amount of amos in the chotzer depends on how much your bias needs. That is a mutual bias. So the larger amount of psochim that a bias is, that he needs more of the chotzer. So it's understood, this bias has a certain amount in the chotzer, and this bias is a certain amount. So if you took this bias, it's understood, you get a certain amount in the chotzer. Now, if the father, let's assume the yashin from the father. So let's say the father had two houses. One house was he was soysim, there were three psochim, he was soysim one of the psochim. So Memele, so it says, if it was just soysim a pesach, it's considered this house has three psochim. Stima doesn't mean, the father never was oikir the shame pesach from the house, it still has three doors, it's awesome, that doesn't mean. If the father, let's say, was poritz es p'tzima, so now the father had a house with only two psochim. So Memele, whoever gets this house, it's understood. So he'll get in the chotzer the amount of area that two psochim needs. The other one has four psochim, will get four psochim. But what will be if the father didn't do anything? The father didn't do anything, and in house Aleph has two psochim, house Beis has four psochim, and they made a chalukah sabbatim. So now, the way they made a chaluk, it comes out, I have, the one who took house Aleph, has X amount of Amis in the Chotzer, two psochim. The one that took house Beis has Y amount of Amis in the Chotzer, because he has four psochim. Fine. Now the Chotzer, each one has a certain bailus in the Chotzer. Now all of a sudden, the one who took house Aleph decides to be Poratus Ptimo. Now there's only one door there. So Tainit is Vasemes. So, I mean, but the bailus he was zeiche in the chotzer b'shas chalukas hayerusha he has already. He was zeiche already. He has that one. He was now soisim. That he was soisim. The pesach means he loses what he possessed already. So therefore, he wants to say that Ben Yoyin and Baba Basra says that this whole halacha is speaking about that the one they got it from was soisim, not that they themselves were soisim. That's what the Ben Yoyin says. Rashi weiss das nicht so. Rashi weiss that although they were soysim later, also they lose the schus they had in the chotzer. The shayla is, how do you do such a thing? So someone says, it's called a mechila. That means if I'm peiritz es p'tzimov, it's considered that I was mevater on the schusay achotzer I possessed till now. Bayis osum. We have a mace in a bayis, so the surrounding area around the house is not tummy. Porat p'tzima. What happens if porat p'tzima? V'sosmoy. Nase kever. So now this becomes a kever already. Now we made a house without doors. Porat p'tzima.
ומתאמי סביב ובדל אדמס. So now, הקבר is מתאמי סביב ובדל אדמס, כדומה בסויטה, מייס טויפס דל אדמס לתומה, that a mace is toifes dal damas l'tumah, that means midarabonon. One is not permitted, this is negei akoyin, or someone who is in the noyik taris, one is not permitted to stand in the dalad amis of a mace. Maybe he'll be mile over the mace, and he won't understand it. So Chazal said that dalad amis, seviva is hamace, is metame, midarabonon. So memeil is azoy. If the house has doors, so a house that has doors does not have a shem keder. On kvarim you don't have doors. By tchias ameisim, the problem will be solved. But al kaponim, till tchias ameisim, you can have a house without doors. So memeila, so if there's doors, so you see it's oymed l'shimush to go in and go out, so then it doesn't have a teres keder. If it's porat as ptimov, then there's a teres keder. The minute there's a teres keder, so it is. The Dalad Amis surrounding the house are tummy. Let us see Taisus. Porat Pitsimov Mitame Kol Svivov. Perish Pekuntris Kol Svivov Dalad Amis Kikeda. This is Dalad Amis, just like Dalad Amis around the Keva are tummy. So Mamela, this is also the same thing. It becomes a Keva. Ve'ein Nire Lizekeini Orav Rab Shimshin Zatzal. The Rash, the Rabbeinu Shimshin, he was a Boki in Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, Kishrim Darash of Taras Navzroim. He does not like this pshat. Why? The Kivin, Rashi said, why were they metame, Dalad Ames, Soviv Ames? So Rashi says, because he might come to be Mahil over the mace. So Mela, they said, Dalad Ames, you have to be Dalad Ames away from the mace. Zukarash, Abokiv, and the Mesaimi Mechitz, they're here. You don't have a mace that is right in front of you. The mace is in the house. The less some a mele, so if there's mechitzes that is mavdil, the person from the mace, some a mele, so there's no chash of shema yael ala mace. The less on the mecha shema yael ala bayis v'yael olof, v'lo yeda, less on the mema, some a mele, but he can go over the bayis. Who goes over a bayis? Some a mele, so there's nothing about to be afraid of. And there's mechitzes in front of him that he won't go. He can't get into the house. There's no doors, so he won't be mile over the maze. Over the house he won't go. So memeila. So why should he be metamek kol sviva? Lesson lemeima the metamek daladamis kol sviva k'da muchach besoite perik meshuach mochama. Gabi chotzer hakever. The Gemara says in soite chotzer hakever ha'oimed besoich hatoyer. The person is standing in the chotzer hakever, so ha'oimid b'soich ha'toyer, hanimili chotzer hakever, the mesaimi mechitzte, avomeis ba'alme tofis. The Gemara in Soita says as follows. A chotzer hakever was, we have to understand how this man chazal, how the oifen hakvura was. There was caves. And in the caves, there was a ma'ore, there were different caves, and in each cave, there were kuchen. That means they used to dig in the walls of the cave, and they used to stick the mason in the walls of the cave. The chotzer hakever was, that means if we can picture that, let's say there's a cave over here, a cave over here, a cave on all four sides, and this is a chotzer. There used to be masked over here. This was a chotzer that one went into the chotzer before he went into the ma'or, and in the ma'or there wasn't a mason the ma'orid, there was a mason the kuchin shebesoich ha-ma'or, and he used to dig into the walls of the caves. So the Gemara says that a chotzer, a kever, even though there's a mace over here, but since it's mesayim mechitz, the wall of the ma'or, and then it's in the dust, it's in the kuchin, so me'mele, it is not metamikol svivov. So you see, again, the din mesaimi mechitzte, it takes away the tumah darabonon of dalad ames. So zik tachtaisus, if you have a house, it's also the same thing. Elon yirelei. So the Rash says a new pshat. Dohochi perusha. So let's forget about Rashi pshat a while. Zizin ba'oisai bayish shebultin mechutz labayis mikol tzad. Now, before we say over the Rash the Rashi's pshat, let us say a shtikel hakdom. The halacha is soif tume lotzeis is tome. Now, what does soif tume lotzeis mean? Soif tume lotzeis means as follows: that if in this room there'd be a mace, so theoretically this room is full of tume. You have an oil. This room is full of tume. The hole, there's no tume in the hole. There's a mechitza. There's a door there is a door that is being mavdil, so the hole is not tome. There's a din of soif tume lotzeis. That means, but since, how are you going to take out the mace from this room? You're not going to take it out through the window. You're going to take it out through the door. So memele, so we consider, Rabbi Kevegan, the Tshuva explains, so the door that it's going to go out from, we consider like the door is not here. So let's open the door. No, you open the door, so the tumah is going to go, since you have an oihel in the hole, so the hole is now tome. Because since this door will be open, and the mace will go through this hole, so mamela, we consider that the mace is, that the door is not here anymore, and the tumis ha-mace is already in the hole, even though the door is locked. What kind of a halacha is this? This is a stir in two Rashi's in Beye. One Rashi says it's a darabonon, one Rashi says it's a halacha l'mayisha misina. This is a din of soif tumelotzes. Now, let us say another halacha. Let us say we have here two doors to this room, and let us for practical purposes say that each door would open up into a different hall. So memela will clear now a shaila, which hall is tome? So if we know which door the mace will be taken out from, so we know how the soif tume is lotzeis. It's going to go out of this door, out of the left side door, so the left side hall is tome. It's going to go out of the right side door, so the right side hall is tome. That is the loche of soif tume lotzeis. Now, zok terach, elonire li da hochi pevushi. Zizin ba'oisai bayis, beltin michutz la'bayis mikol tzad. There are overhangs, and let's for practical purpose say these overhangs, awnings that are over the doors, that the mace might come out. Now, Dari Pirush, Zizin ba'oisai bayis shebultin michutz la'bayis mikol tzad. On all four sides, let's say we have a house that has four doors, a door on each side. Now, over each door, you have an awning of some sort, something that's boilet, an overhang, over each door. Now, so let's say we have a koyin that's standing outside. So, memele, is he allowed to stand underneath? We have four sides of the house, so we know, klo, that the door that they're going to take out the mace, he's not allowed to stand underneath that overhang, because we consider like that door is open already, and the tumah goes till underneath the overhang. A oil tefach is maybe yes a tumah. If the door is open, so the tumah will go out, and here you have an overhang, so the tumah will rest itself not underneath the door, so it's tummy now underneath the door, outside tumah lotzeis. Zuchter azay. Dochi perusha zizin boisei bayis shebulti mechutz labayis mikol tzad. You have the zizin, which are boilet mechutz labayis mikol tzad. V'yesh bohem peseyach tefach b'chol echot. Each one has a peseyach tefach. Is ima bayis sosum, if now one of the doors became sosum, it's locked. V'adayin niris boi tzures ha-pesach, but you can still see a tzures ha-pesach. So you have one door that's awesome, you have the other door that's open. So that door underneath the ziz, over that door, it's not metame. Metamis can go out to the open door. What happens if all the doors became sealed completely? Now, how are you going to take out the mace? I haven't the faintest idea. He's going to take out the mace some way. He's going to go in the with a bulldozer and take out the mace. Was Politas Ptsimo. Someone had a bright idea to be Politas Ptsimo. Now they have to take out the mace to be Mekabo the mace. So Memele, Poret betzima v'chazar ubonai kishar kaisel. Now you have here a smooth wall, but loynaisa by klal pesach metame kol svimov. So now underneath all the season it is tame. The chol chad v'chad ikal esvuki dilme derech oisei mokim yetsim in habayis. Maybe it's going to go out from that mokim, because there's no pesach whatsoever in the house. So mameli you have to make a pesach. So therefore, under each ziz, you have to clear, maybe it can go out underneath this ziz. One ha'ora I had, l'chayre, if you say the whole thing is a tumma derabonon, so why didn't you say sofik derabonon l'kula? I don't know which ziz it's going to go underneath, so let's say sofik derabonon l'kula, so I can, it's a Russian roulette, I can take a chance. Sofik derabonon l'kula, unless you'll say, that it's ikveh, that's not sofik tumme b'shus ha-yochid, because I don't think it's called sofik tumme b'shus ha-yochid. The tumme derabonon, I don't know where the tumme is, maybe you're right. Maybe this sofik tumme b'shus ha-yochid, or maybe this is called ikveh isuri. Since I know underneath one of the ziz and mitzicha tumme, I don't know which one, that's a sofik of ikveh isuri that a philosophic derabonon, the shach says, is awesome. Means if you have two pieces of meat, one is bishalakim, one is not bishalakim, you're not allowed to eat any of them, even though bishalakim is only a darabon. But the Chazanish asks a moiridike kashe on this pshat of the Rash. The Chazanish says as follows: how is it speaking? You have, let's say, there was poratas ptsimo. You had four awnings over the four previous doors. But now these previous doors are past history. We made now a wall there. So you have four walls and four awnings. And now, in order to get the mace out, you have to go and break down the wall. So I don't know underneath which awning is going to break the wall. Frek the Chazaynish, who says he's going to break a wall underneath an awning, maybe he's going to break a wall. He has to break walls. Maybe he's going to break a wall next to the awning. So what is your problem? How can the Rash say? The Rash says, I don't know under which awning is Tomei. So all of them are awesome. Who says he's going to go out of an awning? Who told you he's going to go out of an awning? Ah, you'll say you have an awning all around the whole house. So then Tomei, the whole thing doesn't make sense. And you're always Tomei. I feel not part of the if you have one big awning around the house, so the whole house is automatically Tomei. So Al-Kochachit is speaking about that you have separate awnings. If you have separate awnings, Fekta Chazaynish, some Meila, who told you it's going to go underneath an awning? Zokta Eilike Chazaynish, he makes an akimta. He says as follows, that there are awnings, awnings with a four tefach, a little less than four tefachim between each awning. The reichev of a mace is four tefachim. So it's a little less than four tefachim. So wherever he's going to take it out, one of the awnings is going to become tameh. So Meila, I don't know which one, so Mamela, that's why you have to be chayish for. That's how the Chazanish has pshat in this Rash. Now let us see Rashi's pshat. Mila pichi kuliha, yeah. Mechochad chadik ala svuki dul mada choysim wokim yeitzim in abayit. Mila pichi kuliha, the etzim kasha and Rashi is not to give up. Amash ikshu la perish hakuntris. The yesh loima, one can say shloi chol kul chachomim b'meis. That means, what was Taisvis kasha? Taisvis kasha was that the whole reason they asked daladames b'meis. The whole reason they asked daladames b'meis is shema yael olov. So Taisvis said, "Saibazoi." If they only asked Taisvis shema yael olov by a bias, they also should ask. So Taisus, that they shouldn't ask, I'm sorry, Rashi's rabbi, they also ask, the Taisus said they shouldn't ask because the partner Shema Yael Olof. So Taisus says, Lecholku b'meis, even though by this meis partner Shema Yael Olof, they were guys of b'meis. Let us understand this. Taisus means, so what's the difference between Chotzer HaKever? Now Pshad is like this. This Arasvas Emes explains Pshat and Taisvis. Chotzer HaKever, that means a mace that is not kavua bimkoimoi, they asked Shema Yael Olof. This mace in the bias is also not going to remain there. So memele, so that's called is not kavua bimkoimoi, so memele, they also gave a din of daladamas. That's what the one Teretz of Taisvus. Oiv nirid leiko shekal of peir shekuntre is the bayis nami loy mesaymi mechitze. You don't have mechitze. Shumetama aneyeya bekesolim. Touching the walls of a house that is oimet to be a kever is metame. Afilu lo yala gabol. Ke kever shemetame bemaga afilu min atzad. Kedesanye besefri beparshes por adume. Oy bekever ze kever sosem. Oy ein ala kever pasua. Amrit kalbochim. Oma oyil shemekabol tume. Eine metame mikol tzodim shu pasuach. Kever sheine mekabol tume. And initially, a time we called Stodim Shupasuach, but when Almak Shu saw the time Afanegeya Minatzav. So the Kitzer Taisva says that a kever, the Gzeira is not Shemo Yahil Olo, the Gzeira is Shemo Yigabi Kesolim. That's why they assailed the Dalet Amis around the kever. There's a very Gishmaket Teretz on Rashi from the Ritve and Baba Basra. Taisus asked Akash and Rashi that if it's Mesaimi Mechitzes, there's no Chash. So the Ritva says a very Gishmaket Teretz. He says, Hosom Havi Mechitzes Nikoris L'Shem Kever. By a Chotzer HaKever, so we know that these walls, this is the Ma'oro, this is the Mokim HaKvure, so Memele, so it's Mechitzes Nikoris. Uporshi Minei. So a person knows he won't go with the hear this mason inside. Avol hochid the loyediya sheyesham kever. Here this is a house. No one knows that this is a kever. Keman the loy mesaimi mechitza domis. What's helped me the mechitzas? If a person doesn't know that inside there's a mace there, that it is a teres kever, so the mechitzas are lemal lemayrit. Now people know you're not allowed to walk close to there.